Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar is here. We're coming up on his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Yeah, he's been with us since the last century. That's right, he's that old. Jeff Sabar is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of a number of books on micropreneuring, and he's an award-winning journalist. And he's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
I don't know. I must have started the show when I was like six.
I'm only 20 years old. I think you were five and a half, exactly.
There you go. Exactly. And Mama didn't warn me about this blasting game,
that's
guys.
Right.
So,
that's right.
Here we are.
Hey, Jeff, good to have you here. You know, I've been thinking about our friends out there who are getting started, trying to start a business, trying to dig something out of the dirt from nothing like you and I did almost 25 years ago.
Right.
We both started our small businesses in '89, and you know, I had a clean sheet. I had a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah.
I had nothing. I mean, I had no customers. I just declared it one day because I got downsized and I went out and got some business and then finished that job, and then I didn't have any business again.
Right.
And I look back on that time and it was scary, but it was exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
And I look back on what it took for me to keep going.
Right.
Even though, and you too, you know, even though the business comes and goes until you get kind of established, it takes a lot of stick-to-itiveness, doesn't it?
Yeah, stick-to-itiveness, or what I sometimes call entrepreneurial resilience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, because if you're a W-2 or if you're staffed somewhere, depending on the level you are, I mean, you can be the boss of a company and be, you know, collect on a W-2, you know, be paid as a staffer, as opposed to me, who's a contractor. So I have to receive from my clients a form 1099 for IRS purposes, as it's called. But you know what? If you're a W-2er, you're not beholden to, or you're not in the knowledge of or aware of, you know, what it takes to run the business typically. I mean, especially if you're mid-level, even a VP or, you know, that high. But when you're running the show, you know, you are chief cook and bottle washer,
yep,
as they say.
Yep.
I mean, you're doing all the work. You know when you lose an account. You know when something's on the cusp of being lost. You know when something's on the cusp of being won.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of knowledge really requires resilience of character to know that I'm about to lose something really big.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to lose something that has driven my business for years. And conversely, know that I've got to go out and I've got to go fishing. I've got to go hunting. I've got to go find
that waxing and waning of business, especially in the early days, was a roller coaster.
Right.
Because I remember going out and selling, I had a consulting company. I'd go out, I'd call on people, and I'd get some consulting business, and I'd be flush for a month or so, or a couple of months, and then I'd finish those jobs, and all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, who's been marketing while I was doing the work? Nobody.
Right. Right.
And so I'd get busy again, and it was like, it was a roller coaster, up and down, and up and down, but as you say, I think the one thing that got me that I think was the key to my resilience, and I'm only saying it in this first person, folks, because that's the only reference I have, but it's also something I think could help you, Jeff, is that I always believed in myself.
Right. Right.
I wasn't a kid. I'd been around the block many times. I'd taken a lot of hits over the years, and but I'd also been successful, and I knew what that looked like, and I could do it again, and I believed in myself, and I don't think I could have had that resilience you talk about if I didn't believe in myself. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely, and I like that. You know, they say about success is something that can be replicated. You know, when you make a business, when you do something, when you create a widget, you know, or a template for something? Is it something that can be replicated? I mean, that's a great concept in its own right, because, you know, in as much as a writer, for example, you know, my work is fresh every time, but there are ways I could streamline work. Can you streamline success? Can you replicate success? Can you make a template of not success? I mean, certainly certain things are not going to be easily replicated. You know, getting new business, I can pull out an old proposal, but it certainly has to be completely, if not completely, you know, there's a lot of items that will have to be, you know, redone, remade, rewritten within it.
Right.
But if you've written a pretty spanking good proposal for new business, you know, if you can repeat that, then, you know, if it's proven itself,
great. Oh, yeah.
So that's almost the same thing for business itself.
It's intellectual property.
Right.
No, exactly. It's your intellectual. It's a trade secret. There's no question. I built proposals 40 years ago. I still use the basic model.
Right.
I mean, once you figure out how to present something to a human being, it doesn't change.
Right.
If you're still dealing with human beings. But,
yeah,
but no,
exactly.
I that's what I do. I go back and replicate those things. But I'll tell you, this thing about believing in yourself, if you talked about W-2ers a minute ago, if you are not self-confident, if you are really shy on self-confidence, I really think you're going to have a hard time as an entrepreneur.
And I'm
not trying to be negative toward anybody, but I'm going to tell you something. There were times when I still don't know how I pulled it off. It was nothing but guts and belief is all it was.
Right. And that's, you know what, belief cannot be overstated. You know, the depth of belief that you have to have, because you will have people questioning what you do. You'll have people questioning.
You'll question it.
You'll question it.
You'll question the heck out of yourself.
Exactly. And so you need to be able to bounce back, because, you know, when you lose a gig, was it me? Was it budget?
Mm-hmm.
Are they telling me the truth that
it was
budget?
Oh,
and
it can eat you alive.
Absolutely.
Remember the commercial where the guy said, he kept picking up phones, I can do that, I can do that, I can do that. And at the end he said, how am I going to do that?
How am I going to do that?
I used to do that. I mean, I used to sell stuff that I didn't exactly know how to do it, but I'd tell the person that I said, yeah, I can handle that.
And then to yourself,
and I'd drive away thinking, how am I going to do that?
Right.
But you know what? I did it because I believed in myself.
Right.
And I tell you something else. If you're not a problem solver, and I mean this, whether you're starting a new laundry or a new consulting business or a new manufacturing company, if you're not a good problem solver, you probably aren't going to be. It's going to be tough. What do you think?
It's going to be tough. Absolutely, absolutely. You have to, and you will be the chief problem solver.
That's right.
It will fall exclusively to you.
And you're probably the one who created a lot of the problems.
Yeah.
Too, by the way.
You broke it, you fixed it.
That's right. Hold on. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is Jeff's website. Check it out, folks. He's a great resource. Quick break, 20 after, right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.